Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, where you will find the perfect blend of food, fun, and cooking knowledge. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Welcome to the number one food podcast in the country. We're recording on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive and I get to eat it. If you haven't heard, Walk and Talk podcast is the official podcast of Restaurant Events LLC, which hosts the New York, California, and Florida restaurant shows, along with the Pizza Tomorrow Summit. We are excited about this partnership, and as we dive into the food trade show space with these wonderful folks, and also the U.S. Culinary Open at NAFM, wow, this just presents so many new opportunities for us, for brands to market themselves, and stand by, stay tuned, big things happening on our platform. Email us to learn more info at thewalkandtalk.com. Today's story is all about smoke, fire, and heart. Hashtag hogs for the cause. We love what hogs does for pediatric brain cancer. And our guest today is Aaron Norris. He's a member of the Hog Addiction Team and winner at Hogs for the Cause 2025. He's the president of Norris Thermal Technologies, Inc., which manufactures innovative cooking equipment for everything from backyard fun to large industrial uses. They've got your needs covered. I sincerely appreciate good people and family businesses. Aaron and the crew at Hog Addiction, I mean, fresh off this killer run at Hogs for the Cause in New Orleans last week. Man, they didn't just show up. They took grand champion, placed first in whole hog, second in shoulder, and they even snagged 12th in ribs. I mean, they killed it over there. But this, you know, you're thinking trophies. It's not about that. It's not about trophies at all. These guys raised over $50,000 for pediatric brain cancer research. And that's like real impact. It's fueled by flavor, sweat, and soul. I have to tell you, this isn't his first rodeo. They've been winning this event for the last several years. We're going to get into that later. Also in the studio, we welcome back Chef Paul Gaskins, who's cooked up, speaking of pork, some pork cheek pozole and sweet cornbread spoon pudding. You already know it was amazing. We're going to get into this in a second. Be sure to follow along on the IG to see the photography and film of these delectable dishes at Walk and Talk Show. That was a mouthful. Okay, let's get into this, Chef. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right, let's talk about this. There was some sexy food made in this building here today.
Do my best.
Let's talk about it. Go. What do you got?
So we made a pork cheek pozole. Basically, took guajillo chilies, onions, and all those wonderful flavors, and built depth. Slice some pork cheek. braised it in the broth, and then served it with some goat cheese grits, and then topped it with a little slaw on top of that. So it came out really good. Came out really good.
Talk about the rendering.
So yeah, we rendered for the other dish, for the spoonbread cornbread. So we rendered some pork cheek itself and used the fat in the cornbread to kind of create that whole crackling cornbread kind of feel. So came out really, really good. I topped that with like a Nashville hot syrup mounted with some butter. Came out that, I have to admit, that was really good.
I thought they were both great, but I mean that bacon. Wow. I mean, bacon. Yeah. Okay. No, but it's special bacon. All right. And the fact is that it was layered so nice in that cornbread, and it was fabulous. That's a menu item or no?
It will be a menu item. Not quite yet, but I'm working on it. So
where are you at right now? Where are you working?
All right. I'm at the Ennis Celebration in the city of the town of Celebration, and our restaurant's the Lakeside Kitchen and Bar. So yeah, come on by and have dinner with us or have brunch 7 days a week.
You guys just went through a massive renovation.
Yes, we did.
Is it all done?
It is all done. If anybody's ever been any kind of renovation, you're happy to be on the other end of it. So I'm glad to be out of renovation. I'm glad to move forward and start doing some wonderful things.
What people don't know and what you didn't see is when I just asked him if they're done, you should have seen the joy in his face, like the natural, real happiness to be finished with that job. It was a huge job. How long did it take?
Well, it was scheduled for about 4 months. Like any other renovation, it has its hiccups. It turned out to be almost about seven months by the time we were out of it.
So that's a small price to pay.
It was worth the wait. Let's put it that way. It was worth the wait. So we're on the other end of it. Have a beautiful restaurant, beautiful vibe in the hotel. Once again, if you're in town, you're in Celebration, please, please stop by.
What's your favorite menu item right now?
Right now, you know what? I created, from our last conversation, the last time I was here, I created a Benedict section. So I got like four different Benedicts. Everything from the pastrami Benedict that we kind of did during our show last time. We have a Monte Cristo Benedict, which is popular right now. We have a chorizo Benedict. And then we have what we call portobello Benedict. So instead of bread, we use portobellos for the
base. Is that like the vegan option?
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
We still use Swiss cheese and bechamel and all that wonderful stuff for it. But our Benedicts that menu is really taking off.
You had me at Monte Cristo. I mean, that sounds pretty. I'm an old Bennigan's guy. So like you're talking Monte Cristo's, man. That's like you're speaking my blood pressure and all that stuff. My health right there. I love it. I'll eat the hell out of those.
Yeah. You like, you like that, like today's hot syrup. We use that kind of almost the same flavor profile on top of that Benedict. So it gives it a little different flavor to it.
Stop it. Coming up here soon, I would say, chef, maybe over the next, month, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to let you know when I'm going to stop in, and we're going to just record you making some food. We're going to do some content.
Let's do it.
Right.
Let's do it.
We'll show the hotel some love too.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Kitchen's open.
Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, let's get the man of the hour part of the team of the hour. Mr. Aaron Norris, sir, welcome to the program.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And congratulations on the win for you and the team. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a special event. It's a special group of guys. And to go in there against some amazing teams. I mean, there's some new teams that came on board. I mean, there's some heavy hitters. And for us to be able to finish again with a grand champion felt really good this year.
Well, there's about 90 teams, right? 90 plus teams?
Yeah, I believe so. Quite a few.
So from the last 5 years, how many times did y'all win?
So we've won the grand champion 3 out of the last 4 years. So last year we did not. We still finished in the top 3, but 3 out of 4.
Is there a secret, like literally a secret sauce? What are you guys doing?
I wish I could tell you. Marcio, he goes in that trailer. He shuts the door and he does his thing and he works his magic. So I've gotten in on a little bit of that, but I don't even know the full secrets of everything that's going on. But he's hot. You know, he went on a streak there winning 10 grand champions in a row in the NBN circuit. He's got the formula down. His whole hog is second to none. He's definitely has the momentum going.
How often is Mauricio doing hogs? Like, and not hogs for the cause, but actually, like, how often is he in the barbecue pit?
They were just about every other weekend in the last cooking season. This year, they chose to focus in on a little bit more on their business. So Hogs for a Cause is actually their first event this year. But going back in the last years, I mean, they were working, I don't know the exact number, but several comps throughout the year. So, yeah, and all of them, many of them had a whole hog.
We're going to get into who you are and where you came from in just a minute. You're using your own equipment for some of that smoking process and whatnot over there, right? The Game Changer?
Really what I'm doing at events like Hogs for a Cause is I'm going in to support the team on the fundraising side. So when it comes to competition, I don't have any competition smokers for whole hog. That's done on some other pits, but I'm coming in with my trailer, my Game Changer, and we're helping to produce the food that we're selling to raise the money. That, along with University of New Orleans, Chef Scott there, he has a Game Changer. So we are also cooking out of the kitchen at the University of New Orleans.
Well, we're going to get into, because the name Game Changer, it really is, and we're going to get into that in just a bit. But before, why don't you share a little bit about your background and what kind of first sparked your passion for barbecue to begin with?
I kind of came to the barbecue world a little bit later in life. I grew up where I live now here in Indiana, where my factory's at. We're a rural farming community, and, we were all about God, family, football, and hunting, to add that fourth in there. You think Indiana is basketball, but we were a football community. And so I was heavily involved in all of that and grew up on the farm. We built a lot of the things that we needed for the farming day in, day out. And my father back in the 60s, he started this business where we were building agricultural dryers. And of course, I grew up around that. I grew up in the welding shop helping out with the building of the dryers. But when you look at those things, all those things lead to food, whether you're at church with family on a holiday, tailgating for football, and then hunting. And hunting's really the thing that led me to the barbecue world, because obviously with that, the meat after we do, the hunt, we're going to preserve that meat, into a jerky. And so not only do we dehydrate it, but we wanted to add a little smoke flavoring to that. So that was kind of that linchpin that got me into that world of smoking. After I, was no longer coaching in football, about 24 years of coaching, I was looking for something to be a competitive outlet. And that led me then to the competition world. So it just seemed like a great fit with the business, with my competitive nature, and really wanting to be part of a team, a part of a competition. It just kind of all worked together. So that's kind of, how I ended up here a little bit later in life.
You grew up on a farm, and when you grow up rural, you're fixing everything yourself. You had told me something about you picking up a blowtorch for the first time at what age?
Oh my goodness. Preteen.
Preteen, and you're out welding. I would say that the vast majority of people who obviously didn't grow up on farms, but the vast majority of people listening to this are going to like have both eyebrows raised, not just one, like all their eyebrows.
Right on. Yeah. It's a little different time. Yeah.
How did growing up on the farm influence how you live your life today?
Well, it's a lot about hard work. It's a lot about, our faith, God providing our what we need in the day, and perseverance in finding joy in all circumstances. We didn't have a lot, but we could find joy in that. And, it wasn't all about money. It was about family. It was about friends, gathering together, joining together on that, and a lot of that was done around food. Not a lot of barbecue in those days. We were mostly kind of meat and potatoes. Indiana We'd grow, we'd grow and raise our food. We'd have a big breakfast. Lunch was called dinner because that's what our big meal, but we'd gather around the table together and eat. And that still influences us today. You know, we gather around the table to eat together. You know, my mom, a lot of the way she showed her love was cooking for others, and she found joy in that and serving others. So I think that's a big part of kind of who we are.
You jumped into the family business fairly early. What's an important life lesson you've learned through your experiences just being on the farm and being involved in the family business?
Yeah, I think there was definitely a lot of challenges we faced, through the years with the farm and the family business. You know, times could be tough, and business was in decline at times, and you know, you have to lay yourself off or difficult circumstances with people. But I think cooking was a gift that was given to me in later in my life, that through these problems, you know, I think they're all meant to refine us and to become better in one shape or way or form, you know. And so, it's just the life lessons is hard work and perseverance is really, and finding joy in all circumstances of life.
Well, what is a significant challenge that you might have faced? Like, so, you know, where I grew up in South Florida, we were surrounded by farms and, you know, cattle ranches and orange groves. I had a really interesting upbringing because of that. My family, you know, most of my family came from a big city, but my great grandparents and where my family came from originally in Italy, they were farmers. And at the end of the day, I somehow or another inherent to me, I feel comfortable around that environment, but I know that environment is very difficult. It's not an easy life. It's a more pure form of life. But it's not easy. And we have friends today that, you know, we're friends with plenty of farmers. And if you hang out with somebody for just a few hours on their farm, you realize that there's always something breaking. There's always something that needs to be replaced. Always something that you're always moments away from what seems to be catastrophe.
And it's the same way even running a business. I mean, if you look at things for what they are, sometimes that could get you down, but you got to realize these are challenges that are meant to make us better. And, you know, I can think of, you know, it was actually on my 13th birthday. My father was in an LP explosion and was severely burnt. And at that time, and I didn't really know it at that time so much, a lot of things went over my head at age 13. But, you know, we didn't really have much money at all at that time. And sales of our dryers were really non-existent. And, he didn't have money to pay for the hospital. You know, he comes home that night and, you know, you just saw the pain and suffering that he was having. And finally, some people talked him into admitting himself to the hospital, which was a good thing. But, you know, while he was sitting there in the hospital bed, he sold two dryers. And what once was looking like a dire, like catastrophe, like you talk about, you know, the perseverance, you know, or faith, you know, and holding strong in God providing our needs, you know, he was able to manage through that. And I think the family learned a lot of lessons, you know, through that time. So, you know, that's not an uncommon story with a lot of families and farming communities and business. It's a love for what you do. It's a passion for what you do. There's a connection to the land and what it provides.
I love that you bring up faith, and it's an important, it should be more important to more people. But what a lot of folks don't realize is life isn't supposed to be easy. And a lot of the, you know, call it struggles that you have, it's God reminding you that, hey, don't forget about me over here. You know, so even the even the bad stuff is good if you look at it from the right perspective. And I know that there'll be a lot of probable flack on that statement, but That's the truth. And that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. How can I grow in this search situation? You know, that's how you should view it. It's not easy and by no means, but ultimately that's what we want to do.
Mr. Norris, I don't know you from Adam, but just hearing your voice and hearing what your struggles in the past and your successes today, I could say as a professional chef or just a person believing in your story, I really appreciate what you're saying, because all of that is it's basically my family values is the same way, perseverance and family is very important with that whole process. So I commend you. I definitely commend you.
Thank you. Appreciate saying that.
Aaron, old family businesses, they're hard to come by. And the fact that they still, like what you're doing, you're still independent, is admirable. Can you give a little history on Norris Thermal Technologies?
Yes, absolutely. My father started the business in 1965. Before that, he was farming exclusively. But then at that time, it was building drying and storage systems for grain, and really began selling what is called the Beltomatic dryer to a lot of the local farmers for drying their grain, their crops. Through the years, then he started developing the dryer into the food and feed manufacturing, and really selling dryers all across the world, not just in the United States, but really all across the world. And so as of today, we've got nearly 800 dryers that we have sold and continue to market to food, feed, wood, fibers, all kinds of products and market. And these are large industrial dryers. But everything we do at Norris Thermal has something to do with thermal energy, whether that's cooking a food, roasting, toasting, sterilizing. We're using thermal energy to take product and convert it into a useful product for our society.
Okay, Aaron, for 60 years, you guys have been nose to the grinder, making things happen, living that farm life, living that business life. What sort of offerings, what sort of manufacturing, what are you doing? Where would we see your equipment today?
So really, you look at, we're in three different sectors. We're in the industrial, the commercial, and the retail world. We're more recently into the commercial and retail side of things. So as I mentioned, we do commercial dehydrators, dryers, roasters, toasters, which are called Beltomatic. We also offer a line of steam sterilizer for herbs and spices. So all your herbs and spices go through a sterilizing step to kill the bacteria or the pathogens. So that is a line. And then when you come down to the commercial, we have our Game Changer smoker, which is a commercial in the kitchen food smoker, dehydrator, hot holding cabinet, retherming cabinet. It's the size of a refrigerator and goes right into the kitchen. And then we are also on the retail side, we have our Tribal Fire Grill, which is the only live fire griddle on the market today. And we also now are working with a brand called Cotton Gin Smokers, which is a drum smoker and an offset pit. So anywhere from 120 gallon to 1,000 gallon offset pit. So these are direct to consumer products. We are starting to have some retail outlets for these products as well.
Mr. Norris, this is Chef Paul again. You mentioned the Game Changer.
Yeah.
Can you give me a little bit more details about it? It sounds very interesting, something that I can possibly use in my kitchen.
Absolutely. So these are widely used in commercial kitchens. We developed the Game Changer right now about 10 years ago is when we started developing it. And what makes it a Game Changer is its repeatability, consistency that it gives in terms of food flavoring to food. So what we have is a patent on our smoke generator. So we utilize pellets, any of your food, you know, wood pellets for food. And we're not burning the pellets for heat. Okay. We're just smoking the pellets for food flavoring. So this smoke generator just heats the pellets to a certain degree, and it does not combust the pellets. At the end of the auger, it falls into a water pan to prevent combustion. So it's safe to go right into the kitchen because we have no combustion of pellets. Other than that, it's basically an electric convection oven that we have the smoke generator added to. So now I can hot smoke or cold smoke, turn the heat off and just use the smoke generator, or I can just turn the smoke generator off and run the convection fans and dehydrate, or I can rethermin it.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's on caster, so it can go under the hood or adjacent to the hood, and it can pull, roll in, roll out. All you have to do is plug it into power, and all you need to do is evacuate the smoke out through the ventilation hood. So you can save money by not taking up hood space.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the hood space.
Run a flex duct into the hood.
For the audience, what you don't realize, in a kitchen, in a commercial kitchen, when you're talking about the hoods, that's, you know, that suck all the heat and smoke and everything out of the kitchen, they're so expensive and they are so difficult to put up. And in a lot of cases, and especially in older buildings, older construction, the creativity that's needed to get these hoods put in equals big dollars. So the fact is, this piece of equipment can potentially save somebody tens of thousands of dollars, probably more than that in some cases, and depending on what city or whatever that you're living in. But that's pretty amazing. Chef, am I right about this?
No, I definitely agree with that.
If you're out of hood space, I mean, and you want to add a smoker, I mean, this is a way of doing it without, you know, retrofitting your kitchen. So, or more oven capacity. I mean, this is a great way to do it. Right now we have one model, one size. I say it's the perfect size because it's so efficient. It doesn't matter whether you're doing one brisket or 10 briskets. It's a full baker's cart. So you got 20 shelves of 18 by 26 inch pans. So you can put in a couple, you know, 250 pounds of pork butt, for instance. So you can do a lot, but it's so efficient, whether you're doing a little or a lot, the cost is negligible. By the end of this year, we'll have a new half size model out that will go to a 400 degree temperature. So now it'll actually replace your combi oven in addition to being a smoker. So that we're really excited about, and it's going to be stackable, to where you can stack the units or have them side by side to really be space savings.
When's that going to be available?
I've got the first prototype. We are doing testing on it. We've got to build the final model next. I would say we'll have that done by May, June, and then we're going to be off to UL for testing. So it's going to depend a little bit on how long it's going to take at UL, but sometimes that could take 10 or 12 weeks.
What I found fascinating, so, you know, when I have a guest on the, you know, for the show, I'll have a preliminary call just to build some rapport, find out some information so we can have a nice conversation for the, you know, for the actual episode. So I'm on the, you know, a few days ago, I'm on the call with Aaron, and he just so nonchalantly puts it out there like, well, yeah, you know, we're putting patents here, patents there. You know, we put together some blueprints real quick. And I'm like, you must have a team of 100 people. And then, Aaron, you told me what? You got like how many guys you got on the team over there?
We're total of 16 here in the shop. We got, you know, I have a chef that's an outside contractor and some other people that are outside contractors. But right here in Indiana at my shop, 16 people.
I try real hard on this show not to be a infomercial, right? Like, we're not doing any work together on the side. You're not a partner in the show or sponsor or anything like that. But I feel compelled to talk about the product because I heard about it through other people who were at Hogs for the Cause. And they tell me about it. And I was like, well, that sounds really great. I want that guy on the show because I think it's really cool. So with that said, I kind of want to segue back to Hogs for the Cause for a minute. How has participating in this event impacted your perspective on actually giving back to the community?
Well, I think giving back to the community has been something that's been, number one, for a long time. I mean, going back to my father has been very important. And so I've learned that at a very early age. But, you know, I think hogs for me, you know, it's being together with a bunch of like-minded guys, because the hog addiction team, they do, I bet they do 8 different fundraisers throughout the year or more, you know, everywhere from doing things for homeless shelters to firefighters to Boys and Girls Club. I mean, they're always cooking and doing fundraisers and raising money. And so it's a bunch of like-minded people. And, you know, you're combining competitiveness with charity, with being part of a team, with fellow team members. I mean, there's no better place to be that weekend than Hogs for a Cause with hog addiction. I mean, that's just where it's at. So I wish I could be with them more. You know, I'm all up here in northern Indiana. They're down out of southern Mississippi. So I don't, you know, get to join them on a lot of other stuff. But, you know, I think it's just, this is what we do, you know, and this is, you know, part of the purpose behind the business is to give back. It's not only, you know, number one, we do business. We want to make money. We want to provide for employees and their families. That's first goal. But then after that, you know, we need to think about our community and others and how we can impact them.
The fact that this particular charity event, Hogs for the Cause, is for children with cancer, brain cancer. I can tell you right now, Aaron, you can walk up to me and punch me square in my face, and I'm going to look at you and I'm going to be okay with it. You start talking about sick kids and I'm a big sissy, and I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's a thing for me. And, right. You know, so in the final analysis of that, it's like all these, and real quick too. So Clint from Dead Pork, you know, the, one of the other teams, you know, he said it best. He goes, if you ever, you know, these events, you get these, you know, fat guys with beards, old fat guys with beards, you know, all crying together when they're, you know, yeah, I could see that happening. It's that kind of event. And I, you know, I'm just glad that there's people like you and all the other teams that are, you know, that participate in this thing. I mean, I think they did like what, 10, 12 million last year or something like that.
This year was 5.5 million. Some of those teams raised outstanding, like $750,000, I think, was the top team. I mean, those guys worked really, really hard. And that wasn't just from like one large donor. So you got a lot of guys working really hard to help these, you know, the children and family in need. Hogs for a Cause is doing great things for families just in the crisis time of their life, you know, when they need community to step up beside them and help them the most.
Would you say that your faith is what brings you to events like Hogs for the Cause?
Yeah, ultimately, whether it's business, whatever I do, I mean, ultimately, my faith is my guiding principles. You know, the gospel is everything to me, and that's what drives me to do the things like Hogs for a Cause. You know, outside of that, it's just, they would only be about ourselves, but it's the looking outside of ourselves and being with community and helping others that drives purpose.
I can sit here with assurance and I can tell you that anytime you have a charitable event coming up, you can give me a call and you can get on this program and, you know, you can put it out there and we'll be glad to herald it to whomever is listening. Chef.
His story is amazing. I'm just listening to it. Let's exclude the game changer, because that alone is amazing. But the story about, you know, your business and your faith and family and all that wonderful stuff is, you know, it's kind of heartwarming, because that's how I believe we all should be living. But everyone has their own way of living life. But I once again, I do commend you for all your hard efforts and everything, sticking to your guns and sticking to your faith.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and we're here as a platform to support that. Chef, game changer. It sounds like a pretty interesting piece of equipment. How is that going to help you execute those events?
I believe, first of all, let's start with just the cold smoke. I love the idea of cold smoking. You can cold smoke anything from fish to all kinds of proteins, let's put it that way. And then the fact that it's literally just enhancing the food with the smoke itself instead of just, it's almost infusing those flavors into the food. So my thought is, after you started describing it, I was thinking that, hey, look, how can I use this? Okay, first of all, it can fit in my kitchen without having to go under the hood. Let's just start with that. So that's big. Or if I do need to put it under the hood for whatever reason, I still can create space. The other version of it is, like you had mentioned, banquets. I'm working on banquet menus as religiously. And my thoughts are always, how can I incorporate smoke technology into the banquets? And then he said that it has a convection oven kind of function to it. So I'm not necessarily giving up a convection oven in the sense I'm actually adding by having the game changer there, because I can smoke, I can enhance, I can flavor profile a lot of different dishes. Florida's the South, just like anywhere else. So my heritage being New Orleans, hey, we can do many things. Like I'm not going to do a big old hog in it. Let's not go that far with it, but definitely pulled pork, things of that sort. I want to add another Benedict to my Benedict section. So smoking a pork butt or something of that sort would greatly help to my menu enhancements. So I believe that game changer can be instrumental in the improvement of what I do and what my team does as a cuisine.
Aaron, is that the sort of feedback you're getting from other chefs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's only limited by the creativity of the chef. And what you hear Chef Paul talking about is creativity. His juices start to flow with the game changer. And that's the platform we want to provide. Think about, smoking your soy sauce. Thinking about smoking some cream for a s'mores dessert. Think about, you can actually, Chef Paul, you can do a whole hog up to 150 pounds on it. We have a vertical spit, and we've cooked several whole hogs on it for catering operations, and it comes out pretty darn good. So it is, we can, because the rack in it is removable, and I could put a hog spit in it. So there is a lot you can do.
So you mentioned the vertical spit on like a rotisserie.
Right on.
You just said Thanksgiving all over again. Smoked turkey. Smoked turkey.
Right. I got to tell you, this is the third time today that we've been talking about barbecue separate of, just randomly talking barbecue. And man, we ate, but I'm ready already. I'm ready to eat again. Yeah. All right. Listen, Aaron, Chef Paul, I appreciate both of you today. Chef obviously came in. You cooked some delicious stuff. Can't wait to get John and the photography and the video out and all of that. Aaron, you're a gentleman. You're a good human being. I sincerely appreciate what you're doing out there. You and the rest of the team at Hog Addiction, thank you kindly for being on the show. Why don't you guys both drop your Instagram handles? Aaron, why don't you go first?
Yeah, for the Game Changer Smoker is where you'd find us on Instagram. Check it out. We've got some really cool episodes called Tripping in the Kitchen. It's also on YouTube. These are phenomenal episodes where we show some culinary exploits of Trip at some different places around the country. Also check out our livefireandsmoke.com. That's where you'll find the Game Changer, Tribal Fire Grill, and Cotton Gin Smokers.
Excellent. Paul, real quick, what you got?
Hey, my Instagram page is Chef Paul, chef.paulg. So look me up.
Excellent. I appreciate everybody. Thank you. We are out.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.